3 years ago, the world stared with awe at the first close-up images of Pluto. The spacecraft that took those shots is about to make history again on New Year's Day. NASA's New Horizons is about to fly by a small world called Ultima Thule. It's one of thousands of ancient objects in the Kuiper Belt, a vast cosmic donut that lies beyond the known planets. At a staggering 6 billion kilometres away from Earth, Ultima Thule will be the farthest object we've ever visited in our solar system. Mission Chief Dr. Alan Stern spoke to ABC science reporter Janelle Wheel.
No other spacecraft is currently planned to go out to the Kuiper Belt. It's very far away. It took us almost 13 years to get there, traveling at this amazing speed of more than a million kilometers per day.
How much do we know about the Kuiper Belt?
Over 2,000 Kuiper Belt objects have been discovered, some rivaling Pluto in size, but most of them much smaller worlds, only tens to hundreds of kilometers across. And we have a pretty good understanding of the compositions of these worlds. We know that many of them have satellites. They have moons, that is. Some even have ring systems. But never before New Horizons has any of these objects been studied up close with cameras and spectrometers and the kind of gear that we're bringing along.
Now tell me a little bit about Ultima Thule itself. It's a really interesting name to start off with.
Well, it is an interesting name. It's actually a Latin phrase that refers to exploration beyond the farthest known frontiers, which is exactly what we're doing. But Ultima itself is quite mysterious. We know that it was born at this very great distance from the sun and has always been in that region of the solar system. The temperatures where Ultima Thule orbits are close to absolute zero. Those temperatures should preserve the record of the formation of Ultima. Therefore, for us, it represents a kind of a time capsule into the history of our solar system.
Do we know much about the size and the shape of this object yet?
We don't know very much about Ultima's size and shape. We know a little. We were very fortunate to be able to have an opportunity last year and again this year to watch Ultima pass in front of stars. And by placing telescopes in Ultima's shadow, we were able to trace out its silhouette. And from that, we determined that it's about 30 kilometers long. And it's shaped a little bit like a figure eight, which suggests that it might be two objects that are connected together, what we call a contact binary. Or it might be that those two objects are in orbit around each other. And at the time that we trace the silhouette, they just happen to be lined up one in front of the other.
So when will you get your first images?
Well, we've been taking images of Ultima ever since August from onboard the spacecraft, but it's just a dot in the distance that grows brighter and brighter. On the 31st, we'll be close enough that our telescope, despite being still much farther from Ultima than the Earth is from the Moon, we'll be able to see its shape begin to emerge. But by January 2nd, we'll have detailed images that we can make maps from on the ground. So this is all going to happen very fast.
Speaking of fast, how will the flyby actually unfold?
The flyby speed is about 50,000 kilometers per hour. And we have seven scientific instruments on board, all of which will be used to make various kinds of studies. The primary studies that we want to make are to map the surface composition from place to place and to search for any satellites or rings that it may have. And we'll also search for whether it has an atmosphere, which we think is unlikely, but we have very sensitive instrumentation. Ultima will go from an object which we know almost nothing about to the best studied Kuiper Belt object in history.
How far away will you be from Ultima Thule?
Well, at our closest approach, we expect to be 3,500 kilometers away. We can't really go any closer because at this very high speed that the spacecraft is traveling, going still closer would actually hurt the resolution of the images.
How does it compare to how close you went to Pluto?
Actually, it's much closer than we went to Pluto, a factor of over three times closer. So we would expect to have more detailed images.
As you go past this object, would there be something that would be really surprising? Is there something you're thinking, this could happen, but we really don't know?
Really, this is just raw exploration. No one has ever been to anything like this that's so well preserved from the birth of the solar system. And so we don't know quite what to expect, but that's the exciting part.
And what happens to New Horizons after it flies past?
After New Horizons finishes at Ultima, we're going to be looking for yet another flyby target further out. And at the same time, we're going to be studying quite a number of Kuiper Belt objects in the distance. The spacecraft's very healthy. It's not using any of its backup systems, and it has power and fuel to operate for close to 20 more years. So there's a lot of future exploring ahead for New Horizons.
And how's the team feeling? Are you going to have a New Year's party when you go past?
You think? We're pretty excited. We've been working on this for 3.5 years. Now we're here and all assembled at Mission Control in Maryland, awaiting the flyby moment on January 1st, and then the first data that will begin to come back the very next day.
And that's Mission Chief Dr. Alan Stern speaking to ABC Science reporter Janelle Wheel, and exciting New Year's Day activity out in space.